Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 7th of August, and here is cloudy and very humid on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy with a thunderstorm in this afternoon and plenty of clouds over the night. Temperatures from low of 26 to high of 35 with a heat index of 39 degrees Celsius. Precipitation is expected on 51%. Winds from southwest at 8 km per hour with occasional gusts on 13 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 85%. On 15th of August, at the amphitheater in Matrimandir will be a collective meditation with Don Farrell, and the fire will be lit at 5 a.m. Entrance from 2nd Banyan Gate only. Gate opens at 4:15 a.m. All are requested to come early and be seated by 4:45 a.m. Those with camera are requested to take their seat on the southern side of the amphitheater at the photo spot as specified on the map. Photography without flash, please. Access will be limited to the amphitheater and up to 7 a.m. only. A special request to all to help us create and maintain an atmosphere of silence and concentration. Visitors are requested to either carry their Aura card or collect personally free tokens available at the visitor center upstairs on 13 and 14 of August between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. A working committee is saying or inviting us that the occasion of Shri Aurobindo's birthday after the bonfire, a light breakfast will be served on August 15 at the town hall at 7 a.m. and all are welcome. A day before, on 14th of August at 7 a.m. at the Banyan Tree Matrimandir, we will share a moment of silence because the mother first mentions were Arvil, the township for those who want to prepare for a new life 50 years ago on 14th of August 1964. And for Shri Aurobindo's Room Darshan on 15 August, we can register tokens at Pitanga on Saturday 9th and Monday 11th between 9 a.m. to 12:30 and between 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And this service is only for Aurovillians and newcomers. Collections of tokens will be on Wednesday and Thursday 13:14, again at Pitanga between 9 to 12:30 and 3 to 6 p.m. The bus will start from Matrimandir at 3 p.m. and we may join the queue on Darshan day before 5 p.m. as the queue is generally over between 5 to 6 p.m. On Wednesday 13 of August between 3 to 5 p.m. at Lezefir Cafe upstairs at Visitor Center, Board of Services team invites you to join them for a light refreshment and sharing at the annual service gathering with updates, presentations and future plans. On Saturday 9th of August at 8 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we are invited to Jan Vanek and Estelle Kaluda concert. They will perform next day on Sunday 10th of August at 10:30 a.m. at Hall of Harmony, Shri Aurobindo Ashram School in Pondicherry. And on Tuesday 12th of August at Unity Pavilion at International Zone at 7:30 p.m. they wish to establish musical interactive dialogue with musicians from Auroville. Jan and Estelle's last concert in the area will be on Saturday 16th of August at 7 p.m. at the restaurant Satsanga in Pondicherry. On Saturday, 9th of August, between 4 to 10 p.m., we can participate at the Green Festival and Garden Party at Ganesh Garden, where Wickram and Melissa will be launching their new unit, Avatar Design, and introduce their brand, Takla Makan. Sunny will be presenting his recycled product spec and his yummy organic food from Pony Farm. This would be also the occasion to meet the latest Orville talents with Lilith Fashion School, Rio and many more. We are invited to join them with all our family in their garden for a day full of events, from fusion dance, magician, puppet show and stand-up comedy, live music and poetry. The venue is in Kulapalam, just behind Shakti Community and the Language Lab, few hundred meters after Nest School in the same street as Atrika Guest House. More information we can get on Facebook, event at Takla Makan Couture, or we can call Catherine on 95972030361. On Friday, 8th of August at 4:30 p.m. at Kalakendra Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India in International Zone, presents Creative Expressions from Auroville with book launch and artist interaction. On 16th of August is a performance at Swedam, and it will start at 7 p.m. with dinner, at 8 p.m. with Cedric Verdu comic extract from his One Indian Show, and at 8:30 p.m. concert with Juliet Katz singer and Ben Manuel guitarist, and it will conclude at 10 p.m. with music and dance with DJ Manu and Jesse. And the local Issues Auroville team is excited to announce the revival of Saturday Farmers Market, a celebration of community, local food and creativity. Their first Farmers Market this month is going to be on Saturday, 23rd of August. To make it happen, they need the participation of farmers, cooks, artists, musicians, designers of local handicrafts, volunteers for setup and transport, and you, the lovely Aurora community. If you would like to have a table, you need to contact them as soon as you can. They are keeping the space for food and other items that are locally made with local ingredients, materials, organic, fair trade and eco-friendly. Friends at Youth Center have offered a beautiful space for this event. They will be having a cleaning setup session at the space on this Saturday, August 9th from 3 to 5pm and they could use your help. They will also be having a meeting at YC on Thursday, 14th of August between 3 to 5 to gather work and practicalities of manifesting the farmers market that will happen on Saturday after. You can contact them on localissuesr@gmail.com. The Oroville Badminton Club is organizing internal badminton tournament on 15th of August for junior below 16 years and women of any age. Those who are interested to participate, kindly contact Ramesh on 94430901 07 or Anant on 96557451 36, and keep in mind that registration last date is 13th of August and you need to come with your partner, you need to bring your shuttle rocket and place his new creation community inside AKM school. And this one day event starts at 8:30 a.m. on 15th of August. New Era Secondary School is happy to announce that 12 boys students are selected for the District Basketball Lintamani Animal Memorial Rowing Trophy at Tirova Alumni. This tournament will be held on 9th of August and is hosted by State Government of Pondicherry. Girls teams of 5 girls students are selected for the Frisbee Tournament on 14th of August from Karnataka State of Bangalore. Now let's go to the feedback process, where the Oroville Council in collaboration with study group Kudam and Raz as a silent listener are starting a process to deal with feedback in relation to the upcoming reselection of the new working committee as has been requested by the community. They invite all community members who feel concerned to come forward and join them as resource persons. Community members are also welcome to propose names to be invited. Oroville Council will also be inviting resource persons whom they feel are relevant to be part of this work. It is important that this work is well anchored in the community. They ask you to mail your name and contact information to avcouncil@oroville.org.in with subject feedback process latest by 15th of August. From BCC comes an information on updating solar fund subsidy to all existing and new members using solar renewable energy, and they are saying that the BCC has taken the decision to widen the solar subsidy fund available to all Orovillians using off-grid solar power systems. However, the existing list and data are inadequate and need to be freshly updated for the subsidy fund to begin working. If you are using solar renewable energy, mail them to avss@oroville.org.in with the following information, with the name, names of the other Orovillians in the household, number of person, and if you are using 100% solar photovoltaic based energy system. But you can also drop your answers directly at Abri Solar Service. And if you need more information, of course, call them on 262-2263. From Oroville Singing Festival 2014 comes an announcement that those of you who would like to participate in the Oroville Singing Festival on 10th and 11th October 2014 and who have not yet registered should contact them at avsingingfestival@oroville.org.in so they can send you the necessary form, which you can fill them up and send them back as soon as possible. The first rehearsal will take place on Sunday, 17th of August between 3 to 5:30 p.m. at Sauchu, and they ask you to bring your own musical instrument. Those wishing to be accompanied by one of their instrumentalists should bring their music sheet so that they can try to find someone to accompany them. From Future Schools comes a request for a creative teacher for applied math. They are looking for someone who can offer a math course for third-year students around age 17, which is focused on analytic thinking, logic and application in real life using mathematical and problem-solving games and hands-on activities. If you think that you are that person, you can make math fun and engaging and interesting for teenagers, so they're asking you to get in touch with them on futureschool@oroville.org.in or you can call them on 262-2596 or 262-2776. We got a new register unit in Oroville, SS Mobiles, and they open a new shop called SS Mobiles, where you can recharge your mobile phones, Vodafone, BSNL and Airtel. They also recharge your satellites, television, Tata Sky, Airtel, SunDirect and Dish TV. And the unit is in Kotakarai. You can call them on 94-89-96-6761. At Visitor Center, they will screen tomorrow at 8pm drama Captain Phillips, made in 2013 by director Paul Greengrass. At the Parrot News Auditorium, also tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we can see Azur and Asmar, The Princess Quest, animated film directed by Michel Ocelot and was made in France in 2006. At Sadana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will screen BBC documentary Hidden Kingdoms Under Open Skies. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can see a French comedy, 9-month stretch, made in France in 2013 by director Albert Dupontel. On Saturday, they will screen an international science fiction, Looper, made in USA, China in 2012 by director Rian Johnson. On Sunday at Children's Films at 4:30 p.m., we can see Adventure Family Fantasy, Gulliver's Travels Part 2, made in USA in 1996 by director Charles Studdridge. And later on at Cine Club, there was screen drama The Stranger, made in India in 1991 by director Satyajit Ray. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "All that is he, and he is the more than all that is, and we ourselves, though we not know it, are being of his being, force of his force, conscious with a consciousness derived from his, even our mortal existence, and there is an immortal within us that is a spark of the light and bliss that are forever." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orwellradio.org.